First of all, I'm excited about our October marketing strategies. I want to congratulate everyone who's making a huge difference in the communities and building some very important relationships this month. Last month, our September marketing strategy was awesome. It's September 15th today, and many schools are teaching thousands of kids and setting up booths at grocery stores, and I hope you're one of those schools. You know, one of my friends just yesterday got approved for the entire school district. That means he's meeting with nine principals today and tomorrow and setting up his school talks. But in addition to the thousands of kids he's going to reach that way, his enrollment director also is at the grocery store in their shopping center, and he said he's been averaging 10 students and families a night signing up for their their school presentation, where they just go in for an intro and they talk about improving grades and improving fitness and that kind of thing. So I just want to say congratulations. I also want to bring up this point. I want to say this because this is important as I get the opportunity to travel around the country and work with a lot of people, that there's really no competition in the martial arts. Okay, and this is the reason only 10% of the schools will take action on any of the promotions that they actually hear or do. So you really have unlimited potential and unlimited success if you start applying some of the things that you're learning through. I know Allie does a lot of great presentations. We do presentations. And Member Solutions does a lot of great presentations. If you really start taking action, you're really going to take hold in your community. So martial arts school owners are known for not taking action. If you implement these strategies, I guarantee you're going to be ahead of everyone around you. So just remember that. Only 10% of your competition martial arts schools actually take action, and I want you to be one of the schools that takes action. I want you to write this down, the six ways to take over your community. This is important. We talk about this a lot. Make these notes and post them up in your school and review with your staff. Number one, you want to really tackle your students. You want to make sure retention's high, and you're constantly marketing your students. You want to market to their family members, you want to market to their friends, and you want to market to their parents' friends. So for every student you have four or five different avenues that you can market right around them. And remember, that's the best person to market to because they're a walking testimony. They're a walking billboard for you. Number two, you want to make sure that you're getting into the school districts, not only just the kids in the school district, but make sure you're marketing to the faculty and to the teachers constantly. You want to be in their face and talking to them about the great things you're doing. Number three, sports teams. You want to hit all the sports teams around you, either the sports teams that your students are on or the sports teams that are out in the community. Make sure you get out there and kids are playing games, parents are out there. It's an active lifestyle that you want to tackle already. Number four, VIPing. Just get out in the community at mall booths, at parks, anywhere where kids are at, and just hand out some brochures and talk to people in the community. Number five, your in-house events. Okay, this is your pizza parties, your birthday parties, your graduations, and your bring-a-friend events. Any events that you're holding at the school, your open houses, those kind of things. And number six are your kid-friendly businesses. You know, I was just talking to my brother this morning. He's an enrollment director at a pretty large school, and I gave him the task this morning. He's got to go out and drive. He's got to write down 20 businesses. He's going to go in. He's going to wear a nice shirt, nice pants, and he's just going to meet the manager, tell them what they're doing, hand them a magazine, a business card, and a brochure, and he's going to offer their staff some training lessons. So tackle the businesses around you, at least 20 businesses a month. So every month, if you do these six consistent things, these consistent actions, you're going to achieve some of our goals, which is enrolling at least 200 families in your community to your school. So I also want to talk to you a little bit. I want to email this to you if you're online right now. If you write down my email and send me an email, I'll send these six tasks to you so you have them. My email is Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, at konomag.com. Again, that's Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, at konomag. That's K-O-N-O-M-A-G.com. I'm going to send you these six strategies for taking over the community, and I'm also going to send you your September checkup list. It's, again, we're halfway through the month, but I know a lot of you heard the teleconference. Maybe you're applying some of the things. And you're waiting for back to school to get in, but I'm going to send you a September checkup list so you can start working on that as well. A couple things. Kono just celebrated its one-year anniversary, so I want to thank all the schools who are using Kono Magazine. We are the largest martial arts magazine in the world, but more importantly, we're the fastest-growing kids magazine, which is exciting. I want you to think about this for a second. What would happen if the largest kids magazine in the United States was a martial arts kids magazine? think about the impact that we would have. And our goal and our strategy is to take the top 100 martial arts schools in every state, have them giving out 200 Kono magazines, and if we do that, we'll be hitting over 1 million kids a month. And that's what our goal, and that's what will help us to be the top of the kids magazine market. So I want to thank all of you. If you're not using Kono Magazine, it's really easy to register. Our office number is 1-877-411-KONO, and that's 5666. Again, that's 1-877-411-KONO. That's 5666. If you're online and you're listening, if you want to send us some testimonies, there is a delay when you're listening online, send us some testimonies of how well you're doing. And also, you're going to want to take a look at the PDF format that we put for October, since we're going to get into October and start talking about that now. October is a great opportunity for new student growth. Again, you have the runoff of back to school. People are back to school. They're back in the swing of things, and a lot of people are still looking for activities for their children to start. And child safety is a million-dollar buzzword that we're going to use to get parents excited about the martial arts. Now, I want you to write this down because this is important for your marketing strategies. Only 1% of the community at any time is interested in the martial arts. Again, I want to say that. Only 1% of the community at any time is interested in the martial arts. So our goal is to use things that 100% of the community would be interested in, like childhood fitness, childhood obesity, and this month we're talking about childhood safety. Now, 100% of the parents who have kids are going to be interested in child safety, right? And that's as important. That's what we're going to tie in for October. So pair that up with a cool community superhero event, and we'll be able to see great new student growth and retention. We want to educate the parents, and we also want to motivate the students at the same time. I'm going to say that one more time. You want to educate the parents on how good the martial arts is for their children, but you also want to motivate the students. You need to do both. In a lot of our marketing strategies, we were just talking to the parents, but we also have to market to the students to make sure our retention stays high. So let's get started with our Kono October marketing strategies. Jot down some notes and some action steps. This month, we've teamed up with a really cool childhood safety nonprofit organization called Just Yell Fire. You'll see that on the first page of your kit. They provide us with Halloween and Internet safety tips to teach to our students and to teach out to the families in the community and to the kids in the school district. So in your Kono October kits, we've included a letter of endorsement. Again, you'll see that on the first page. It just says you're with Kono Magazine and a nonprofit organization to help you get into the school district and to continue to help you work with large companies and large businesses. So the nonprofit letter, you think about, is the bridge to the relationship that many of you need to work with the large company and the large school districts. If you go in there and say that you're a karate school, they're probably not going to listen to you. You want to go in and say, I'm working with Kono Magazine and the nonprofit organization this month, where our goal is to educate kids on Halloween safety tips and also Internet safety tips. And inside the next Kono Magazine, they're going to have these tips inside. And I can go and do a real cool presentation for you, which we'll talk about in just a minute. So if you think about it, that's the bridge that you need that's just going to help you go into the school district or, again, go into the large businesses that you need to go into. Our three goals this month, I want you to write these down. Number one is we want to get into the school district, and we want to be doing presentations. I'll be talking about that just in a moment. Number two, we want to set up an enrollment booth at large businesses or grocery stores. And number three, we want to do an awesome in-house event, our superhero Halloween contest event, to get hundreds of your students, all of your students and families to come in. But we also want their friends and, again, their parents, friends, and coworkers to bring their families into our event as well. So three things: school district doing presentations, we're setting up enrollment booths at large businesses and grocery stores, and we're having an in-house event that's going to attract the whole community. That's our goal. Let's talk about number one, our superhero school presentation. Okay, your goal is to get into the school district and into the school demo classrooms or after-school presentations to do this. The presentation is super easy, but I have a question, and that is, are you in the school district yet? Okay, if you're not in the school district, there's only two reasons. Number one, okay, you don't believe that you can do it, or number two, you don't have the resources. And the resources is what Kono Magazine is providing you. Okay, we've given you the easy presentation, a nonprofit organization letter, and a national magazine to team up with and go and talk to the principals and superintendents. So if you didn't do it last month, when I send you the checkup list for September, start going through that. You can still get in the school districts and do those presentations for this month. And next month, if you didn't do it this month, make sure you go in next month and you talk to them about your Halloween safety presentation, your superhero presentation, and also you talk to them about your costume contest that you're having at your school, the free community event. It's really what you need to do. It's simple as printing a letter, taking a magazine, your business card, walking in. If they're not there, just leave it. At least start the relationship and show them you're a real deal. You're a professional child development specialist and a school education partner. Okay, the superhero presentation this month is outlined in your packet that you have online. I'll go over it real quick. There's four things. Number one, you're going to talk to them about the mental power. Basically, there's three character development words that superheroes use. You're going to tie this into superheroes to be their best and protect their surroundings. Number two, we're going to talk about physical power. You're going to use the Kono Action Moves out of the magazine, the Presidential Challenge, again, to teach the kids how to get stronger. Number three, you're going to talk to them about safety power. Safety power is basically your Halloween and your Internet safety tips. And then the fourth part is self-defense power. Some schools won't allow you to teach a self-defense move. I usually leave this out, and then while we're doing it, everything's going really well, I'll say, hey, put your hands up. Here's a quick self-defense move from somebody trying to grab you. Or here's a self-defense move. And usually we just teach different blocks or push-away techniques. So if you want to teach them a self-defense move at the end, that's cool. So the four parts are, number one, the mental power, teaching the character development. Number two, the physical power, which are just the sit-ups, the push-ups, and the action, Kono action moves that are actually inside the magazine. Number three, the safety power, which is going to be the Halloween Internet safety tips. And number four, some kind of self-defense technique. And you can always go into mental self-defense techniques, just talk to them about knowing the surroundings and that kind of thing. At the end of the presentation, you want to tell all the kids about your free superhero costume contest and Halloween night. All right, you want to get them excited about this. It's a free Halloween alternative fun night at your school. The goal is to keep a cool spin on Halloween and hold a costume contest for anyone that comes. We use a superhero theme. That way it's kind of a little bit more of a positive theme. And, you know, we have two groups that we kind of highlight. One, just kids that come as a superhero. And two, we try to get groups of kids to come in as a team of superheroes, like the Fantastic Four. We have families that come in like as the Incredibles, which is just totally awesome. They all get together. They dress up together, which is fun. So try to encourage that. And lastly, you're going to want to give every student the Kono magazine with the child safety tips inside and your invitation to the superhero Halloween contest. You can staple that right inside, or there's always a free pass that we leave inside there. You can put it right on that free pass. And the teachers are going to love your presentation. They're going to be excited. They're going to tell everybody they know about the Halloween safety community event. And your pass is going to be stapled to the magazine so it doesn't get lost. You know, I've done hundreds and hundreds of school talks, and we handed out all kinds of different passes. You know, sometimes they get lost in the backpack or they forget about them. But now that we staple them to the magazine, the results are just so much higher. They go home, they read the magazine, they leave it on the table, they show their parents, and you just get a lot better result. This is really powerful. I want you to write these seven things down. Basically, how many students are you going to teach the presentation to is the main question I'm asking. But there's seven different strategies for school districts that I've never shared with anybody before. And I want you to write these down, okay? Because a lot of people say, well, I can't get into the superintendent. I can't get into the school district. Well, that's great. That's only one of the seven. Number one thing I want you to tackle are after-school programs. After-school programs are always looking for people to help them to come in. They're bored after school. There's all kinds of after-school programs you can go into. They're excited. It's a free presentation. It's a free invitation. It's a free child safety workshop. And you've teamed up with a nonprofit organization. They won't say no. Number two, Montessoris. Let's look in the phone book for all the Montessoris. Number three, private schools. Private schools are great. You want to develop a relationship with a private school because they're not as regulated as a lot of the outside elementary schools are. Number four, look for religious schools. There's tons of religious schools out there that you can tackle. Number five is what we already talked about, elementary schools. And there's two ways to get into elementary school. One, go into the superintendents, or two, go right into the principals. Okay, so you want to work both those. Number six, classroom presentations. All of you are probably already doing classroom presentations. You know, when you do your letter of intent to promote, when students are getting promoted to their next belt, and you send that nice little letter that goes to the teacher that says, you know, Johnny's going to be going up for his next belt test. It's important that he's not only using his techniques that he's learning in the martial arts at the school, but he's also using them in school to get better grades. And we do presentations on this. You should have a long list of classroom presentations by now, and it's a good way to warm up with these presentations. And then the seventh strategy are homeschooled. Okay, there's organizations for every community, for all the kids that are homeschooled. And I don't remember the exact statistic of how many kids are homeschooled. I need to get that again. But I had the exact, and it's amazing the growth of homeschooled people. And they're always looking for extra activities and events to take their kids to. So, again, those seven, let's go over them really quick. After-school programs. Number two, Montessori's. Number three, private schools. Number four, religious schools. Number five, elementary schools. Number six, classroom presentations. Number seven, homeschooled organizations. Okay? So I want you to make a list today. Take that seven, take those seven, and I want you to make a list of every school in your community. Get the phone book out or have a staff member do this. Have this list over the next, a minimum, you should have in 2 days, and start going to every school. As I told my brother this morning about the 20 businesses, I said, hey, you know, you're only, he's trying to get into one business, and I think it was Walmart, and he's having a hard time with it right now. And I said, you're fishing a pond with one fish. It'd be much easier if you fished in a pond that had 20, 30 fish in it, right? And so it totally makes sense. Same thing with the school district. Don't just plan on going to one school. Go to every single school. Develop the relationship, even if it takes you a year of going to them and bringing them magazines and bringing them coffee and just meeting with them. You're eventually going to win them over, and they're going to need you for a service at a certain time. Number two, our in-house event. It's the Bring a Friend Superhero Costume Contest and Halloween Party. Again, it's a Halloween party, but we want to kind of make a little cool super spin on superheroes. So if you are looking, if you're online right now, Member Solutions has done an amazing job with a new program they have called Event Manager. It may not be new, but it's new to us because we've teamed up together where they're actually putting our events in Event Manager for you and allowing you to use them for free. Now, the event manager can do two things. It can either do free events, which it's up there. You can go right on, and you guys should probably just test it out. Sign up for the free superhero costume contest and Halloween party. It's really easy. You put your information in there. But what's even better than that, back when we've done some paid events, like in September when we did the Clone Wars, we did Star Wars camp for all the kids, you could actually go on there, and the schools put the price in there, and they can register right online, and they'll do the complete billing for you and everything. So it's awesome. You really got to use the event manager, even if it's for free events for kids registering online. You just send them an email and with the link on it, and they go right on, and they register. It's just a no-brainer program. You know, it's a million-dollar program that you get for minimal cost. So make sure you're using that. Take a look at that. The in-house marketing strategy, the superhero costume contest and Halloween party, is for all of your students and families to attend a Halloween contest. The goal is for them to invite three friends to the event. Okay, write that down. You want each student to invite three friends to the event. In addition, you're going to want to give each parent a few extra invitations for their family, friends, and their coworkers. Okay, one of the things that we say we tackle when we tackle our students, parents, friends, okay, you want to go for their coworkers. They're always talking. There's huge networks where your parents are working at. So you really want to start having them talk to their coworkers and invite them to these really cool events. Let them know you have enough room for each student to bring 2 to 3 friends and to invite 1 to 2 families with them. Now, if you think about it, if every one of your students brought 2 to 3 friends and their parents brought 1 to 2 families, it could be their own families. It could be families from coworkers. It could be, you know, their sisters or aunts. I mean, you'll have a huge event. Every year, our Halloween event is just huge because it's free. It's fun. It's a costume contest. We give the kids candy. They get everything they would get from trick-or-treating, except they don't have to walk around, and it's just a fun event. It's safe, and that's what people want to hear. I also want you to target 5 sports teams. Okay, one of our goals is when we tackle the sports teams, and there's a couple ways you can do this. One, ask any kids who are on sports teams and talk to their parents and just say, hey, I can sponsor 5 sports teams and invite them to our Halloween costume contest. And so I'm going to give you some invitations for all those kids that are on the team. How many kids are on, you know, Sarah's soccer team? She's good. And just give her enough invitations to give to everybody. And she'll go in. She'll tell everybody at soccer practice, hey, here's a, they're having a really cool event. You guys, if you want an alternative to Halloween, it's a lot of fun. You can hold your Halloween party on the weekend, or you can hold it actually on Halloween. So you choose that. Both of them work good. Next thing. There's a couple different powerful angles you can do with this. There's an incredible angle that you have this month that you don't have with very many other events, and that is a lot of schools give a lot of schools are giving students 25 to 30 magazines with invitations inside. And they take it, what happens to the kids when they do the candy exchange, only some schools do it now, but when they do the candy exchange, they're giving the magazines and the passes with the Halloween tips. And what they're going to do is they're going to have the student actually go up in front of the class. Okay, if you can't get in the school district, have the student go in front of the class. He opens a magazine and he reads the Halloween safety tips to all the kids in the class, and then gives it to each kid with an invitation to the event. Super easy, a really cool way to reach all the kids in your community. If you get shut out, then you can have the student go in there and just read that and work that angle. So that's pretty cool. Some additional things that you can do there as an angle. And then another angle that a lot of schools are doing is they'll have the like a Halloween pass that'll say, hey, come in for a free introductory course or whatever, and they give it out at the actually at the doorstep. So they'll give their students 15 to 20 magazines with a pass on it, or even just the passes if you use that, give the pass out with your candy at their doorstep. So a couple really cool angles for you to use there. Now, here's some ideas for your event. There's like five or six things there, but I just added a couple that weren't on there. Number one, obviously you're going to have the costume contest. We're talking about the superhero theme this year. Just give extra credit for the kids that come as a superhero. Number two, you're going to have Halloween music. A DJ system is one of the best investments that you can make for your martial arts school. Go out and look at them. If you can't get one, you can rent one, but you can get them pretty inexpensive with CD players in them and a microphone, and it's just an easy way to use it for so many events. Play Halloween music, and it's a lot of fun, the Monster Mash and all that cool stuff. You can get the Halloween music online, or you can get it at any Party City store. They have all those. Do a ticket contest and giveaway. An important part about the ticket contest and giveaway is you need to collect leads from the families that are coming. And then offer at the end, have all the new families and kids that are there, give them all a 1 month and a free uniform or whatever you're going to give, and make it exciting. You also are going to want to do food. When we talk about food, a lot of times we would just order pizza, and or we'd have the students bring desserts, which is cool. And some of them bring like Halloween-style desserts, which is a lot of fun. But you have to remember something that's important is they're going to be in costume and stuff, and it's kind of hard to eat. So that's what makes pizza kind of easy at the very end. You know, have the music playing, do all the events, the costume contest, the fun stuff, and then do the kind of pizza and stuff at the end. Pumpkin carving contest is an awesome thing for parents and students to do together. A haunted dojo or a haunted dojang, which is really cool. We did this every year. We had a huge Halloween haunted section that they would go through, and we'd have some of our older students dress up and scare some of the kids that wanted to go through there. We also would have our demo team perform at the end, and we kind of make like a thriller night type demo, which is a lot of fun. So those are some different kind of ideas you can do. And the last thing, which is really, really cool, is if the kids want candy, what we do is we do all the parents would bring in two bags of candy. They would donate them, and then we'd have a group of parents just fill candy bags. And so everybody at the end of the night gets a bag of candy to take home with them. Easy way to do it, easy way to accomplish it, doesn't cost you any money, and get the parents to work together on that. Our third strategy of the month, our last strategy, is our local business strategy. Again, what are we using? Childhood safety, a $1 million buzzword, and you don't want to be the manager that denies you of helping the community. So, online manager, if you're online, you can look on our PDF format, and it kind of goes through a little bit more about this, but the main goal is to pick three top businesses in your community and take your special partnership letter into them. Let them know you've teamed up with Kona Magazine and Just Yell Fire to help increase Halloween safety tips and self-protection in the community. Let them know you want to set up a booth to invite families to your free Halloween night, and you want to give them a free introductory course that includes Halloween safety tips and a presentation and a Kona Magazine with the Halloween safety tips inside. So, again, you only want to set up for the two busiest days on the two busiest hours. The one thing that I noticed with mall booths and different things we've done is the goal is you know, it gets boring staying there all day. You lose sight. The best thing to do is just be there the two busiest hours for the two busiest days, and you're just going to really fill up the list. I think there's 10 or 15 on the list, so our goal is to fill up that chart every night. I believe there's between 10 and 15. So if you can fill that up for 2 days, you've got 30 new intros booked for that week, and that's just exciting. So set up your booth. We talked about how to do booths the last couple times, so I'm not going to cover that this time. Set up your booth. As the parents are walking by, give them the magazine. Tell them there's Hollywood safety tips. There's also a free invitation, and you're giving away a free introductory course, which includes a child safety presentation, which just be your, it's just your mass intro with your Halloween and internet safety tips. That's it. And have them invite the whole family in for that, which is going to be exciting. So with that, you should be able to get a lot of people. The other thing that we talked about is your top 20 goal. We said in the beginning, your goal is to reach 20 different family businesses. Start working on that right away. You know, put up your give out your Halloween invitations at these different businesses. Staple your pass to the magazine and give those 20 businesses 10 to 15 magazines to give out to their customers. They'll go really quick. Got to be honest with you, there's a coffee shop right across from where I live, and there's two martial arts brochure advertisements in there. One is a lead slip, and the other one is just a brochure. And those brochures have been sitting in there for the last 6 months. I don't think anybody's taken one of them, and I've only seen one or two leads in there the entire time. We've done this test multiple times in tons of different businesses, especially at movie theaters when we were doing Kung Fu Panda and Star Wars, where they'd give like Cold Stone or any of those. They would give them a stack of magazines. Those magazines would be gone instantly. There's also some family restaurants that we worked with. We did a test in Applebee's. 2,000 magazines in 1 week went out to all the kids. So if you're looking at different businesses, different ways, be careful of the brochures because sometimes they'll just sit there. The magazines can be a little bit more powerful. They obviously have a higher value, and they're inspiring. So when they go home, they have that pass. So just think of that. Let's finish up today with goal setting, and this is our action checklist. Again, like I told you, only 10% of people will actually take action on the good ideas they hear. I want you to be the top 10%. I want you to take action. I want to see your schools grow. We have a ton of schools that are getting huge success, and they're doing it play by play. Okay. Number one, see how many superhero presentations you can get set up in the school systems, either your classroom demo school list or speaking to the principals, the superintendents, or the seven different strategies I gave you. And again, I want you to go big, because when you go big, you get big results. And I go for school assemblies. That's my goal. When I go into the school and talk to the principal, I said, look, we can do this real easy in a school assembly. We'll do, first, second, third grade in one, depending on the hall size that they have, and then do the rest of the school in the second one. Usually we do 2 to 3 assemblies. We separate them by, the ages, and you can do a little bit more age-appropriate presentation with that. But go big. Go for the assembly. Start small. Once you get more confident and you're working with the school system a little more, you want to go big and go for the school assemblies. Number two, ask the principal if they would like you to donate magazines with the safety tips inside for all the students in the school. This will have your invitation to your free community Halloween event. I had a school owner last week tell me the principal asked him specifically, hey, can we have magazines? We'll give them out to all the kids, because this September magazine is extraordinary, all the things that are in it about getting good grades and things. And he was surprised because he told me he was afraid to ask that question, and in turn they asked. So how many of your principals are wondering if you'd be willing to do that? All right. Next thing, number three, get your students excited to come to your superhero Halloween night and see how many friends they can bring with them. All right. How many students you can get to come to your super Halloween night and how many friends they can bring with them. Give every parent 2 to 3 magazines to give to the coworkers, their coworkers, with the invitations to your event. Number five, target students on 5 sports teams and invite the entire sports team to your superhero night. Because remember, everybody that comes to your superhero night is a winner. They're going to win an introductory course or a free month of classes or a uniform, whatever you like to give out. Number six, pick a few select students to give 25 to 30 magazines and for their classroom for the exchange day and to read to the students. Okay. You want to select some of your students that are probably a little bit more confident, the ones that can go up in front of the classroom. I have a lot of schools that just said, hey, we'll design a quick letter that says, Mrs. Johnson, Johnny, part of his leadership training is to do special presentations, and this month we'd like him to read the Halloween safety tips to all the kids. In addition, if you would like, he can give an invitation to our free community event. And you know, give a Kono magazine or however you want to word that. Just make a quick letter and have every student take that to their teacher this month. Just that idea alone can reach thousands of kids, all right? Stop by three large businesses, okay? Three large businesses. Don't suit up, but look nice, look presentation. You don't even have to say you're a karate instructor. Just say that you're working with Kono magazine and a nonprofit organization to help kids in the community, and you're doing these presentations, you're doing a Halloween safety event, and you're also doing a free introductory course, and you're going to get in a lot of doors with that. And number eight, get your top 20 list out. See how many managers you can meet with to bring magazines and invitations for their clients. All right, start working that top 20 list. If you're not a chamber member, you're missing out on a huge opportunity to work with the Chamber of Commerce. They have their little breakfasts and their little things. Go in there, and I think at my chamber meeting there was always 35 to 40. Some are a lot bigger and some are smaller. 35 to 40 business owners, and I was able to network with them and develop crazy relationships. Everyone from printers to after schools to Montessori's to carpet cleaners to everybody, and you're just a cool network of people. That's an easy way to get right in there. So three questions I have. How many presentations are you going to book in the school system? You should put this up in your office and in your instructor's office, your junior instructors. How many intros are we going to book from our booths that we're setting up at these businesses? Remember, we're aiming for three businesses. We only want to go on their two busiest days for two busiest hours. Okay, you might check the grocery stores. I think Sunday and Mondays are what we found are the busiest times. All day Sundays, I had a school that signed up 30 people for introductory courses last Sunday at the grocery store. So, again, 30 intros. I mean, that's awesome. And the thing, and the reason why I want to, this is not on part of our conference, but booths are so important. If you think about it, it's real estate. It's really real estate you're setting up. If you're trying to reach families, you got to do direct mail is very difficult. But when you set up a booth, you're kind of just putting your stake down. And if you're putting your stake down and people are coming and they're walking into these businesses, it doesn't cost you anything but your time. And because you're working with nonprofit and national magazine, it doesn't cost you anything but your time. And so you want to remember that. Set up your booth, set up your stake at the best businesses you can get, and start booking those people for their introductory courses. I want to thank you for listening in to the teleseminar. If you're not a Kono school yet, you know, we do 200 magazines a month. It's $200. It's basically the cost of a student. And you get 200 chances to get introductory courses and to book new people. Most schools are booking 3 to 5 intros for every 100 magazines they're giving out. But more importantly, they're tackling retention because they're giving the magazines to their students to take home and to read and get excited about the martial arts while they're at home. And, you know, you've heard me say this before, Boy Scouts did a tremendous job of tracking the results of their magazine. What they found is every Boy Scout who gets their magazine, Boys Life, stays in twice as long as the kids who don't. So, again, we're trying to tackle, you know, lifestyle magazines are known for keeping people involved in that lifestyle or that activity up to 6 times longer. Okay, so think about it. If you get a men's health, you're thinking about working out. If you get women's fitness, you're thinking about working out. You know, when you get your snowboarding magazine, you're excited, and it just keeps you excited and motivated. And every month those kids getting a magazine keeps them motivated. If you have any questions right now, I know you can send them in online, or Kathy can open up the line and we can answer some questions for the next couple minutes. I'd be excited to answer any questions from anybody.
Okay, well, I've got the phone lines open, so why don't we go to the telephones first? Anybody on the phone have a question? Okay, well, we do have some web questions.
Oh, there we go.
Hi.
Hello, this is Al again from Dragon Temple.
Hi, Al.
Do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Thank you very much for your time and valuable information.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
I just have a quick question. First of all, you can correct me if it's not related, and if it's possible, you can give me your insight about your experience. What do you think about this?
Okay, I'll do my best.
Yeah, in the past, I have actually martial arts school for more than two decades, but we learned that in order to grab more students, we have to just apply to the big mass. So we don't say just specifically we are karate school, Goju-Ryu, or taekwondo school. We just say martial arts school because most people, when they call for martial, they don't know the difference between these martial arts. But yeah, on the other hand, there is another opinion. They say, no, you have to just stay with one style. Doesn't matter you go for the smaller group of people, but the rate of success is higher. I'm just wondering, can you give me your insight, your experience, especially at this moment right now? Lately, a lot of marketing idea is not working as they were working before. Should we change your strategy? Like if I'm a karate school, just write karate and then approach to customers just via karate school, or no, stick with martial arts school and then approach more people?
Right. There's kind of two parts to that. Number one is, if you think about your marketing strategies, like I said before, 1% of the community wants to take martial arts, but 70% right now of the community is interested in fitness. So if you if you say childhood obesity, or you're saying childhood fitness type program to get kids in, or martial arts is the best fitness type program, you're reaching a lot larger demographic. It has been proven that statistically, using the word martial arts is more open than using like karate or taekwondo. As you said, most people don't know the difference between them. They're just looking for a martial art. And I also believe, I don't remember the statistic, but online, I think in the Google search engine, the largest thing that was searched in martial arts was karate, and the second word was martial arts. So the general public still, but in the phone book, it's under martial arts. It's not under karate. So, you know, there's not an exact answer to that question. I can just give you basically what we've found through the industry and what I've found. The largest growth patterns I've seen in schools are ones that are targeting child safety and child fitness, and they're getting a lot of kids in with that. But, you know, we use a lot of different strategies from movies to, you know, to a lot of different things besides just saying take karate.
Yes, yes. And they don't mention their specific, like if they are taekwondo school, they don't mention taekwondo. They just focus on kids, fitness for kids.
Yeah, because, you know, there's very few people that will call and say, I'm looking for a traditional taekwondo school. Is there some? Yeah, of course. There's going to be some that are looking for that traditional taekwondo school, but I would say most majority of people are looking for, you know, the buzzwords that we're aiming at, you know, attracting that attention.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
I know
we have
that.
No problem. We have one question online I'll take. And if you have any questions, you're on the phone. Question online is, do you feel student demos are important to show during block parties, or should the kids attending the block party participate in the drills? I'm not quite sure what you mean by block party. This is Anthony from Warrington. If Anthony, if you're can you let me know what you mean by a block party? That would help me out. Another question, can we get magazines from Kono Magazine? We can get Member Solutions from Kono Magazine. Get Kono Magazine from Member Solutions. The best thing is you can call in. You can get them from Member Solutions. They will do your billing for you as well. Just call in, I believe, talk to Peter there, Simcoe, and he'll probably refer you right over to our office. Our office is just a little bit more versed in answering some of your questions for you. So if you want to call our direct office, you can do that. And, again, the phone number to that is 1-877-411-KONO. That's 5666. Do we have any other questions on the phone that I can answer? Any other questions?
They're a quiet group today.
You know what, I think, I got Anthony, I think your question is you feel it's important to have the students do demos during some of the block parties. I've done both. The great thing about having multiple schools and multiple managers with different personalities, we try a lot of different things. Sometimes the demos are a lot of fun. I always recommend the kids not being too intense, because you have to realize the public doesn't understand when a kid's key-eyeing and yelling super loud. I've seen a lot of demos where they're, you know, pretend like they're wiping the blood off their swords and things like this, and kind of tends to seem like it's something crazy. But what it does do when you do a fun, really cool demo is it shows not just what you're saying about your martial arts form, but it shows them, you know, they're in the straight lines, they're super sharp, they're having fun, there's energy, and their physical ability of those kids on your demo team are amazing to the public. And when they see that, they're going to, number one, really visualize their kids being on that demo team. They're going to say to themselves, wow, you know, that could be my kid, you know, when he trains here at this school. He could be doing those nunchucks or those high kicks or giving these kids high fives. He belongs to this team of highly motivated, you know, people. And so I really see the benefit of it a lot of times. You know, sometimes we won't do it, sometimes we will do it, but I recommend it sometimes at the Halloween party just because it's kind of fun to get them dressed up kind of like in their, you know, their costumes, or if you do a superhero demonstration for all the kids, you know, something cool. You know, keeps your demo team fresh, keeps your retention of your higher level students, gets them excited, and again, you know, kind of sets that present of what your school's about, and not only you talking about it, but shows them as well. So hopefully that answered your question.
I think it did.
Cool. That's all the questions we have online. Is there anybody out there on the telephone that has any more questions? All right. Anybody else online that has any questions?
They'll have to type them quick.
Yeah.
If they haven't already. But I think that, you know, again, that marketing guide that you provide every month is so helpful. So, you know, if people still haven't gone online to get that, you need to get it really as quickly as you can, because it pretty much disappears after the teleseminar is over. So, you know, you want to make sure you download that, because that's got 8 pages of information to help you plan and kind of reinforce what Roland just went over.
Yeah, it's really cool. It has a sign-up sheet, and it, you know, has some a little bit more details than I kind of went into, because since we print those out, I don't have to go in such detail. Sometimes I get the opportunity to just kind of go over a little bit of extra ideas to go along with it. And that's just a bonus for being a Kono school. I mean, our main goal is not necessarily to be consultants, but to leverage the magazine and leverage nonprofit organizations to help you get places you couldn't go before, which really does help out. We're just having schools having tremendous results, not only with their kids loving the magazine, but as well as getting them indoors they couldn't get before, or developing relationships. Steve LaValle, who's super successful and has a multi-school owner, he just said, you know what, Roland, he said the connector, the power of this connector, because I, you know, if I try to VIP and hand a pass, you know, there's no value there. But when I give a magazine to the kids and I let them know there's a pass inside, it's so much easier. When I go and talk to the principal, or I talk to a business owner, I'm at the Chamber of Commerce, just the fact that we are partners with your magazine, you know, and like I said, you can say that. Say, I work with this magazine to blah, 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 and it's just a huge connector. So we do that, and now we have the marketing strategies that just to help you go along with those different ideas you can use.
Awesome.
I don't see any other questions here, Kathy. I know we started a little bit late. Do you have any other questions?
I don't. I do see one from Steve asking where he can get the September marketing guide that did come in online.
Okay.
And so that would be the one from last month.
Okay. Oh, the September marketing guide. You know, if you call the office, the Kono office, they can send that to you. I will send you, if you sent me an email, I gave you my email at the beginning, I'll send you the September checklist for success. I don't have the September marketing guide, but I'll send you the checklist for success that has a lot of the ideas that you can go off on that. The presidential council letter is not on there, so you'll want to call the Kono office. And I do believe we sold out of the September magazine, so I don't know if you'll even be able to do that promotion unless you already have the magazines. Same with the October. We have about 5 days that you can order your Kono magazine. So if you haven't ordered them yet, you definitely want to get them right away.
And, Roland, can you give us a sneak preview? What's going to be going on in November in Kono?
Well, November is really cool. I can give you actually a sneak preview on November and December. We've teamed up, and the main strategy in November is we're doing a food drive to help Feed America. And basically, you're going to be using the same contacts. Business strategy will be working with the grocery stores so that every family that comes in, if they donate a can to our food drive, you're going to give them a special pass for an introductory course and also a family self-defense. Because Thanksgiving is all about family, our in-house event is going to be a family self-defense training event where the students are going to invite their parents, everybody comes together, and they can invite any of their other family members to the special introductory course type mass intro event. For December, we'll be working on Toys for Tots and working with some nonprofit organizations to donate toys to underprivileged kids. We'll have the same type of idea where anybody that donates a toy will get a special introductory course and get a special pass to either a camp that you're holding or I forget what the third strategy was in that month. I don't remember offhand. But we'll be talking to some of the movie theaters because there's a lot of kids, family, Christmas movies coming out, so you have a lot of families going in there. And we'll also be working on it's a special present, and basically every student gets the opportunity to give 3 to 5 students a special present that's wrapped up from the martial arts school, and obviously it's an introductory course, a month of classes, and that kind of thing. So it's called Bring a Friend Days, where the kids actually will get to give 2 to 3 to 5 of their friends the special package that you make for them, and they can also buy an upgraded package that includes a uniform and everything for them to join. So those are some of the strategies that we'll be doing in November and December, which are exciting.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.